tonight at 7:59 Pacific time, somebody in Washington State could become a billionaire, in addition to the other billionaires we already have in Washington State. I'm talking now about Powerball. It's played in 44 states, including this one, and it's now the biggest lottery jackpot in American history, $1.5 billion. What does the ticket revenue pay for here in Washington State? Randy Warrick is with the Washington State Lottery. Welcome, Randy.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
Good. How's your morning been?
It has been busy, sir, as you can imagine.
I can imagine. Biggest selling day ever?
Biggest selling day ever, no question.
So, Randy, last year people spent more than $600 million on the Washington Lottery. About $140 million of that went back to the state for things like education. Where's the rest of that money go?
You know, we have many beneficiaries. You know, education, obviously, the Washington Opportunity Pathway account is our largest, but we also support problem gambling, the Economic Development Fund, Stadium Exposition. We were helping paying off the CenturyLink. So we have multiple areas that our money is dispersed.
I heard that it pays off a stadium debt for the CenturyLink stadium.
Yes, sir. That was a legislation when they went in to build a new stadium that was decided up there, and we have a percentage of that we help pay that off. That is correct.
And is all of that true whether you buy a Powerball ticket or a Washington Lottery ticket, because they're not the same thing?
Well, correct, sir. The Powerball ticket is a multi-state, as you mentioned earlier. All the states sell the Powerball. A lottery ticket would be like a Washington Lottery ticket would be like our lotto game. That's an in-state game, so only Washington Lottery or only Washington State is actually putting into that fund.
Right, and the revenue going to all these state causes you mentioned, it's the same no matter what I buy?
Yes, the only difference would be, you know, we have two product categories. We have the draw category and we have the scratch category. So the draw category typically puts more money into the beneficiary than the scratch category does. So that would be the biggest difference.
Okay, let's talk about that beneficiary. When you win $1.5 billion, as I believe each of our listeners will, when you win, how much of that do you get to keep?
You know, there's two options, as you're probably aware. They could take a cash-out option or they can take an annuity. But for an example, if they were to take the cash-out option, which is the majority of the winners seem to go with, they would take out basically 25% if you're a U.S. resident for taxes and then 30% if you're not. And you would possibly go home with an estimated about $697 million, which I think probably most people would be okay with.
It's enough. And there's no personal income tax in our state, right? So you keep more than somebody in Massachusetts.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And how does it benefit Washington if the winner's from Seattle or Spokane?
You know, honestly, if we have a local winner, it would be nice that they obviously would stay in the state and the money would stay in the state and be dispersed out through the state through our state beneficiaries or just general business. And so that would be the ideal outcome of this is that we'd have somebody here. Besides that, there's really, I mean, no real benefit besides the winner being here locally.
Randy Warrick with the State Lottery here. Finally, if we need revenue for education in Washington State, why is a lottery the right way to help do that?
You know what? The lottery was decided by the legislator. It was voted in, and for us, it's a great opportunity for somebody to have fun. It's an entertainment piece for us. It should not be looked at as a money maker. It should just be a part of if you were no different than if you went to the movies. It's a different form of entertainment. And so, if we can raise funds that helps, you know, education here in our state, why wouldn't we? It's a great opportunity for our state to help people. That's a good thing.
If I go to the movies, I'm going to get a movie. Most lottery ticket buyers don't get anything, and don't low income people tend to buy more of them?
You know, that is not the case. I would tell you that anybody could play the $2. It's a $2 bet for Powerball, and it's a personal decision. So I would to say one side of the population plays more than the other, that is something that I would not agree to. I think that it's a personal decision, and at any one time you can do it if you choose so.
Randy Warrick with Washington State Lottery, not allowed to play the lottery.
That is correct.
Okay, not even a $1.5 billion jackpot. Biggest in American history, and the drawing is tonight, 7:59. Randy, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
You too. KUOW is the record.